a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. Dow Jones, industrial up today, 431 points. Nice. NASDAQ up 321, and the S&P 500 up 80 points. So good day on the market. Market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. You, too, can try your hand at being a day trader. TryDayTrading.com. Scott, the game is simple. It's what are the odds. We roll out a situation, and we give each other a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points when we throw a jersey number out there. Scott usually comes up with some obscure number of an obscure person, and that's why we like Scott.
Yes.
Come up with interesting things there. So there you go. You want to start first? You want me to start? What do you want to
do? Yeah, I'll start. What are the odds Drew Brees comes out of retirement to play for the Saints this year?
Okay, now hold on a minute. Okay. So is that still a thing? The rumor's still floating out there?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what he's not good at is television broadcasting. So whatever he does, I don't know if ESPN wants him. Is he still going to do the Notre Dame games, though, probably? Don't know. Maybe. I mean, he could do those. I wasn't, like, thoroughly impressed with Drew Brees's. The thing is, Drew Brees was always, like, an amazing interview. I don't get it. I don't get what the math is on how these guys become great analysts. Tony Romo was, like, a whatever quarterback. Troy Aikman was, like, jury's still out
whatever
for me.
Quarterback.
he's a Hall of Famer, brother.
I'm kidding. Goodness. I like Troy Aikman. I think he's good.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd take Troy Aikman. If I was building the team, I'd take Troy
Aikman. You're talking about as the quarterback. What do you think about
as
analyst?
Yeah.
No, he's awesome. I think he does a good job.
Yeah.
But I don't know the rhyme or reason of how they become good because Drew Brees also is like not good in the studio, which seems to me like it would be an easier gig, right, than doing the analyst.
Being in the studio?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
I'm going to go with a...
I think it'd be more fun to do the game, though.
Yeah. I think this is actually higher than it should be, but because he's on the... Because we're using him, we might as well. A Drew Brees 9% chance he comes back.
Yeah.
That's high.
That's the obvious number. Come on.
Okay, sorry.
You can be more creative.
A Troy Aikman 8% chance.
We just talked about him.
A John Elway 7% chance that he...
Keep going down.
A Bubby Brister 6% chance.
One more.
Five. Oh, a Kayvon Thibodeau, 5%.
No, I got a better five number.
What is it? Who is it?
Kerry Collins, 5% chance.
He's a quarterback, too.
I know.
Kevin Garnett, 5.
You wanted me to give you an obscure number. There you go. Kerry
Collins.
Who's
a 4 quarterback? Oh, Dak Prescott, 4%.
4? Yeah. Favre?
Yeah, but this works for the – he's a cowboy.
I'll give you a 3. Jeff George. With the Raiders.
I've got one. Rick Meyer.
Yeah. Yeah, how about 2%?
I'm shaking my head about Rick Meyer too. You know why? Because that dude sucked when he got to the Seahawks.
He
man.
Sucked when he came out of the womb. Bad.
Why would you take a shot at a guy like that? He had a good career at Notre Dame.
No, whatever.
Woo, Zach Wilson 2%.
Yeah.
Is there a quarterback who was a 1?
Matt Ryan. One? Hello? Warren Moon.
Oh, yeah, Warren Moon.
Don Majkowski.
Oh, that's Magic right. Man. Magic Man, dude.
A lot of 1s.
Woo. What did we even do with this segment? We were all we did was...
Well, I ask you
we
one.
We counted maybe, down from maybe, 9 maybe. With the quarterback numbers. That's all we did. Okay, what are the odds? I'll give you one.
All right.
What are the odds that your guy, Phil Mickelson, ends up playing on the PGA Tour sometime this year? Like, that we see him back playing golf? But I'll give you a different one. What are the odds he comes back and plays on the PGA Tour?
Period. Not this year. I think he'll come back at some point. I don't know.
He's always got debts to pay, doesn't he?
Well, yeah. And
some sponsor
you can make
exemptions.
A lot of money on that senior tour,
for sure.
And he would probably tear it up over there.
You can make a bunch of money on the senior tour?
If you win all the time, heck yeah. If you're winning on the senior tour, it's a good gig. I would say... I don't know. I'll go Emmett Smith 22%. I don't think it's high. I think there's a lot going on there.
All right. I'll go with a Neon Deion 21%.
Okay. I'll go Barry Sanders 20.
And we're not doing this.
Hey, Scott Mitchell 19.
Oh, I couldn't go over the 19 in my head.
The name Frank.
Where'd he get the name Frank? Frank. Jeez.
Peyton Manning 18%.
We're not doing this. We gotta get out to the break.
Whatever.
Frank Gore, what was he, 25?
No one remembers.
29? I think Frank Gore is 29. I'll look it up. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.